Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Arsenal are back in action, but will injuries slow them down?
I expect a home win. And with Madueke, Odegaard and Eze behind Gyökeres, there's no real excuse at all not to let rip with some really exciting, positive football.
It's the first Southampton-Portsmouth League game in years. What sort of shape are the Saints in?
Southampton do have a better squad, that is undeniable. It's just a case of can they produce it on the day?
And who is West Ham's new backup goalkeeper?
Who fancies a shot and goes for it! Oh, that's an even better save from Fabianski.
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh and welcome to Route 1. It's football, fast, no faff. It's stories from all over the world. Let's go Route 1. Now, some news that landed just as we were about to start recording. Chelsea have been charged with 74 alleged rule breaches related to agent payments between 2009 and 2022. Now, the club was, of course, owned by Roman Abramovich during this period. The current owners released a statement today saying, during a thorough due diligence process prior to completion of the purchase, the ownership group became aware of potentially incomplete financial reporting concerning historical transactions and other potential breaches of FA rules. Immediately upon the completion of the purchase, the club self-reported these matters to all relevant regulators, including the FA. How interesting. Well, that story's only just broken, so we will take a further look at it on tomorrow's show, when hopefully we know a little bit more. In the meantime, though, the Premier League's back. Almost. But let's pretend it is, because the first game of the weekend is a big one. It's Ange Postecoglou's first game in charge of Nottingham Forest, and he's away at Arsenal. Now, we discussed Forest a couple of days ago, so we're going to turn our attention to Arsenal. They've started reasonably well. They weren't convincing against Man United, but they did beat them. They blew Leeds United away, and they were beaten at Anfield by, let's be honest, a goal of the season contender. But their medical room looks like a London bus stop in a tube strike. It's packed. Saka is out. Saliba's out. Havertz is out. Jesus is out. Wright and Norgaard are both doubtful. And you know what it's like at Arsenal these days. 3 second-place finishes have raised expectations to fever pitch. And any slip-ups are seized upon by the naysayers as evidence of Mikel Arteta's shortcomings, which seems really harsh to me. But there you go. Adrian Clarke is a former Arsenal player. He's a pundit on Arsenal TV. He's got his own YouTube channel for Arsenal analysis. So basically, I can't think of a better person to ask, is this a potential banana skin for Arsenal?
Every game is a potential banana skin, Macca. A new manager bounceism is definitely a thing, so I won't be taking anything for granted. Look, tactically, it will be fascinating to see how Ange plays it this weekend. Will he do what he's been hired to do, and that's press high, keep possession and play risky attacking football, or will he do what he did at the end of last season by abandoning his principles almost completely to set up mega defensive? That's a bad look, I think, in front of a new boss, Marinakis. So we're likely to see something in between. If I'm in Mikel Arteta's shoes, I'm instructing the players to unleash attacking carnage. Firstly, because Arsenal have created one big chance this season. Yeah, that's right. And ranked second lowest for expected goals in open play. Another reason to go for it, with dynamic runs, varied movement, serious attacking intensity, is that Forest players will have brand new messages, ideas and thoughts on positioning inside their heads. Ange is nothing like Nuno, so the instructions will clearly be different. Mistakes, I think, then could be made if there's any uncertainty, and the Gunners must not let Forest off the hook. I expect a home win, and with Madueke, Ødegaard and Eze behind Gyökeres, there's no real excuse at all not to let rip with some really exciting, positive football. But as Forest will be so eager to impress their new gaffer, I don't think it's going to be easy.
And you can find Clarkie's YouTube channel in the episode description. Right, let's turn our attention to this weekend's big derby game. Two teams united only in their loathing for each other, an atmosphere so virulent that you suspect the local constabulary were absolutely gutted to find the fixture back in the diary for the first time in 13 years. It is, of course, Southampton versus Portsmouth. Now, I'm a big fan of Harry Redknapp. I think he was an excellent manager and a great character. But when he claimed in his autobiography not to have realised the intensity of this rivalry when he defected from Pompey to the Saints in 2005, I didn't buy a bit of it. Not a bit of it. This is a game that drips with hatred, and I can't wait to watch it. But what an interesting setup we find here. Portsmouth, who didn't win a game last season until mid-October, have won two already in their eighth. Southampton, by far the richer club, haven't won in the league since their last gasp opening day victory against Wrexham. George Rees-Julian is the Southampton correspondent for the Daily Echo. George, how is new manager Will still getting on down there? And what will the reaction be if they lose on Sunday?
Simply put, if Saints fail to beat Portsmouth on Sunday, fans won't be having that at all. As you pointed out there, that Saints haven't won for a little while now. They should have beaten Watford. They should have beaten Stoke. But Portsmouth is a team they simply have to beat. I think Will Still's had a difficult start in the sense of he's had to deal with players coming in and out. He hasn't necessarily known who his squad of players is going to be from one week to the next. He's now had the end of the transfer window. He's had a lot of players come in right at the end, players who will be able to unlock a new system for him. He came in, wanted to play a four at the back, has had to play with a five because he's found that simply the group of players he had to use that system. And I wonder if he'll roll the dice on changing things going into a game against Portsmouth where the tensions are much higher. I don't think he will. I think that's probably a risk you can't take in a game of such magnitude. But they have now got more quality players through the door to bring Tom Fellows and Finn Azar's players that are established in the Championship. They put a great numbers in the Championship. This is what Southampton need, and derby games very often form doesn't come into them. But Southampton do have a better squad. That is undeniable. It's just a case of can they produce it on the day? They have struggled to put the ball in the back of the net. They create chances. They just haven't put them in the back of the net. If they can do that against Portsmouth, if they can get the win, it's the jab in the arm for their season, the jab in the arm that they need.
And you can find more from George on Twitter. There's a link in the episode description. Real Madrid's Franco Mastantuono stepped into the borrowed Lionel Messi shirt to break Diego Maradona's record and become the youngest player to wear the number 10 for Argentina. And Mastantuono was already Argentina's youngest ever player as of June, but just missed the window to become their youngest ever scorer. But, you know, you suspect that inheriting the most iconic football shirt of all time will probably make up for it. Nestroy Irancunda has certainly caught the eye since Watford somehow snapped him up from Bayern Munich, notably with two stunning free kicks against Swansea and Southampton. And this was an international break where he really stamped his authority on Australia's national team, particularly with his breakaway goal against New Zealand, and then with a free kick that hit the bar that we're nominating as a candidate for the best ever free kick that didn't go in. Keep an eye on this boy. He looks a bit special. By the time England face Wales in October, Jordan Pickford will have gone 364 days without conceding an international goal. Chris in the writer's room, and I'll leave you to guess his club affiliation, would like me to point out that England have conceded in every game Pickford hasn't played during that run. One more clean sheet and Pickford will set a new national record of 8 clean sheets in a row, a threshold that when crossed will finally see him accepted by everyone as England's number one. It will never happen. I don't know why. I think he's great, but for some reason, there are people out there who just don't take to him. Funny old world. Isaac Price took his Northern Ireland tally to a very impressive 10 goals in 24 appearances with a stunning volley away to Germany. Price has upped his record of 2 club goals in 5 years to 3 in 4 games at signing for West Brom. With the Baggies unbeaten and second in the Championship, Price is worth keeping an eye on as they look to push on. And finally, we thought it's worth noting that Brazil, who did qualify for the World Cup this week, only avoided the playoffs as a result of FIFA bloating next year's tournament up to 48 teams, thus increasing CONMEBOL's automatic spots from 4 to 6. So given that they finished 5th out of 10 nations, this was Brazil's worst ever performance in this format, Carlo Ancelotti should really be sending a thank you card to Gianni Infantino, and boy, has he got work to do. A couple of free agent deals went through yesterday. Let's bring you up to speed. After 7 years at West Ham, Lucas Fabianski departed in the summer. He has found himself a new club. It's West Ham. Fabianski presumably just refused to move house, and equally, we presume Graham Potter was impressed by this tenacity. Elsewhere, Christian Eriksen, who called time on his second Premier League stint at Manchester United, he has signed for Wolfsburg. Question now is, will he join that raft of players who leave Old Trafford and instantly become twice as good at football? Another ex-Manchester United star who might be on the move is Anthony Martial. Did you remember he now plays for AEK Athens? That had passed me by completely. But he may not be there for much longer. Baffling transfer mavericks Pumas UNAM from Mexico are reportedly interested in adding him to their summer recruitment, which so far includes Keylor Navas and Aaron Ramsey. Yesterday, we brought you news of an 80-year-old manager. We can go one better today. Try this one on for size. An 82-year-old goalkeeper, Lamberto Baranga, and what a name that is, by the way, made his professional debut for Perugia in 1961. Even I wasn't born then. He's come out of retirement to play for 7th-tier Trevana. Baranga said, "I do it to emphasise that one thing is biological age, another is what is on paper. There are days when I feel 50 years old," which, you know, would still make him a really old goalkeeper. In case you thought that this was just bluster, Baranga will be participating, as he always does, in October's European Masters Athletics Championships in Madeira, in which he'll be doing the long jump, the triple jump, and the pole vault. We might just have found ourselves a new spiritual king. That was Route 1. It was Football Fast, No Faff. If you enjoyed it, please do give it a follow, give it a review, and tell someone about it. We are here every weekday around about the same time, sort of around about 4 or 5pm in the UK. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your audio producer was Helena Fremantle. Your video editor was Dean Thrussell. We're on YouTube now. Chris Smith was in the writer's room. Lola Katz-Roberts and Sophie Manners are on website and social. And the beautiful furniture in the office was built by our work experience boy, Joseph Tate. We will be back tomorrow.
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.